Tuesday, July 27th, 2021. Today's workout makes me smile. I didn't say that I was good at it. I said that it made me smile. It is a named CrossFit workout. It is Elizabeth. And we do Elizabeth, unless otherwise noted, with full cleans, with squat cleans. That's our default for Elizabeth at CrossFit Lynchpin. If it's ever power cleans, I will let you know. Today's workout, 21:15:9 reps for time of the squat clean, 135 pounds for men, 95 pounds for women, paired with the ring dip. What a beautiful, beautiful couplet. Last time we did this was September 6th, 2019. So go back into your Beyond the Whiteboard app, check your data, see how it went, and let's see how it goes today. We also have a two-person team version, 42, 30, 18 reps for time of the squat clean, 135 or 95, paired with the ring dip. So how that two-person team version goes is, I've got my partner with me. As a two-person team, we have to do 42 squat cleans, only one person working at a time. Divvy up those reps however you want. Once as a pair, we achieve 42 squat cleans, well, then we have to do 42 ring dips, only one person in the rings at any time. Once we finish that, well, now we move on to the set of 30 squat cleans, and you play this game until that fun workout is over. Touch and go on the squat cleans, certainly not required. Drop from the top every single time if that's what you want to do. It'll be a rare human being that does touch and go and never lets go of the barbell. This is a workout, especially with squat cleans, high volume, that sets and breaks and rests are going to be taken for sure. If you could do fresh, a set of 10 fast, with proper technique, squat cleans at that loading, with minimal rest, you know, or touch and go, but just minimal rest, just quick, you're probably in the neck of the woods to contemplate doing the prescribed workout. But if scaling is the appropriate call, by all means, you want to go ahead and make that decision. And the ring dips are obviously, kipping is the prescribed method for that. We've got a video showing the full clean, and the video of the ring dip shows a strict ring dip, but as I said, Elizabeth is prescribed as kipping. Super fitness robot time, given that it's the full clean, 8 minutes or less for men, 11 minutes or less for women. More likely, 11 minutes-ish for men and 14-ish for women. We've got a scaled option, version I should say, of Elizabeth, and that gives us a 21:15:9 reps for time of a power clean plus a front squat, 95 pounds for men, 65 pounds for women, and then the dips will be done off bars, box, or bench dips, or of course you could do push-ups, and there's a two-person team version there. So everyone fully understands that power clean plus front squat, that doesn't mean you do, let's say, the initial set, the set of 21. You don't do 21 power cleans, then 21 front squats. A rep would be considered you do a power clean, and then while it's in the front rack position, you do a front squat. That's one rep. Then you do a power clean, then you do a front squat. That's rep number two. So you do 21 of those in the first round, 15 in the second, 9 in the final one. And that could be a great thing. Some people might do that with the prescribed loading if they're just not comfortable with the full squat clean yet. We have a video showing the power clean, the front squat, bar dips, dips off of a box or a bench, and then all varieties of push-ups. Ooh, the limited equipment crew. Here come the dumbbell squat cleans. The reps are a little bit different based upon the loading. We change the reps, so here's what we have for the limited equipment crew. Pair of 50-pounders for the men, pair of 35s for the women. 3, 2, 1, go. 25 dumbbell squat cleans, 20 ring dips, 20 dumbbell squat cleans, 15 ring dips, 15 dumbbell squat cleans, 10 ring dips. And there's a partner version of that as well. And there's a video of the dumbbell squat clean. The no equipment workout today, 5 rounds for time of 30 air squats and 20 hand release push-ups. Just a nice little couplet. Video of the air squat. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. First one is an either or. Either dumbbell front rack lunge, three sets, 10 to 20 meters in distance, just depends upon the loading that you have, resting as needed, video showing that, or linchpin barbell complex number one. One complete complex would be 8 power cleans, followed by 8 front squats, then 8 shouldered overhead. So again, 8 power cleans, they don't have to be unbroken. Once you finish the 8 power cleans, then you do the 8 front squats, you finish the 8 front squats, 8 shouldered overhead. That's considered one complete complex. You choose the loading. Does not need to be unbroken, okay? Does not need to be. You choose the loading. You'll do 2 to 3 complexes, okay? And you'll rest a couple minutes between each. Then the other portion of the optional accessory work is 5 50-meter sprints, resting a couple minutes between efforts, or 5 15-second intervals of intense biking or rowing, preferably biking because you can spin the bike up faster in 15 seconds than you can the rower. Cool down and stretching for the day. The bar hang for the lats and chest, hold that 1 to 2 minutes. This is, of course, after 5 to 15 minutes of casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. And then wall stretch for the leg, holding 1 to 2 minutes per side. And both of those stretches have videos. Hope you enjoyed Elizabeth in a crazy way. It's one of my favorite workouts, even though it stings so bad. And I will see you back here tomorrow for the next workout.